I just like got a job, like a regular job. I'm nervous about wanting to take on more and spend more because I will be making more money, and that throwing me off my goals of like I love that TikTok you did about the job, which was actually part of how I knew I needed to decide to take this because it was inspiring. And I was like, I really do need to do this. I want to maintain my vision for myself and my career still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that at its core, right, the mindset work is always about what the stories are that we are repeatedly telling ourselves, right? And what happens is that we get into these places where the stories that we're telling ourselves are really, in a very concrete way, they're draining our energy, right? And so here, I want to ask you if you can try to verbalize what is the story that you're telling yourself about the fact that you've taken this job that has you...
I think even though I know this isn't true, the story I'm telling myself is that this means that I quit acting. That's what I'm doing. I'm quitting. That's it, guys. That's what it means. It means that I quit, that I gave up.
Yeah. So that's so awesome to recognize that that's the story. The biggest fear, I think, for most of us, and people in this community are doing all kinds of things in the world, the biggest fear is that we will give up or will have to give up whatever the dream actually is, whatever the thing is that we're called to do, right? At the core, when I was $80,000 in debt, the fear genuinely was not $80,000 worth of debt. Although that might shock some people, they'd be like, what? But truthfully, and you guys know, when you talk to me about your debt numbers, like, genuinely, I'm not fazed. I'm not fazed by the debt numbers. And I realized $80,000 wasn't what scared me. What terrified me was the end of the dream, the end of what I was here to do. That's what fear was, right? So once we know that and we acknowledge it and we state it and we're honest about what our fears are, then we can so much more powerfully speak to the ways in which that's not true, right? But as long as we're pretending that it's about all this other stuff, absolutely, we're going to talk about in management, forecast, and right? But that's not really what's got you enough, that you're going to spend more money and you're going to, it's what does this mean, right? So now we know that. And so the great news is now we get to put the focus on when, again, I, as the objective observer, can tell you, you're so not going to quit acting, right? And again, it's not just me saying if it's going to make you feel better, but I need you to hear objectively so that you can go look objectively at what you intend to do with this choice, right? What would have resulted in me quitting acting would have been if I had not taken a pause and gotten my financial house in order, right? That would absolutely have been the end of the dream. So when we can, and this is something we spoke about in the last management Q&A the emotional intelligence that it takes to say, for a season, I'm going to get a steady paycheck and I'm going to have that stability while that allows me to approach this thing I have chosen. And this thing you have chosen to be an actor, you didn't say, just give acting a try. You know, don't you just love that when people like arrive and they're like, yeah, I'm just giving acting a try for 18 months, right? I'm going to see what happens, right? Like, you didn't decide that, right? You've decided, I believe, you will act for your life. That is, God willing, a long time. This is a choice you are making for a season to have the strength and power for the lifelong vision. What's 6 months? What's a year if you're doing this for life?
Thank you so much. That made me really emotional because I didn't realize that that was the story that I was telling. I think that I did hear that call, actually the management call last week. I'm struggling with how I'm going to be perceived, or like this feeling of like, oh no, I'm perceived like I quit, or oh no. And you're right though. It's like, but I want to do this for my whole life. So do I want to do this part at this small theater, or do I want to like do that same part later on, you know, hopefully somewhere else that would mean more to me or in a different environment that would mean more to me. So yeah, this is a season. So I'm going to just be in the season.
It's a season, right? And I think, you know, I'm so glad that you heard that call with faithfulness, because my initial coaching was, you know, so just keep doing what you're doing and maybe increase the part-time job. And I loved how faithfulness came back and he's like, no, I actually want to go get a full-time job. And what he called was what you just shared. He is not passionate about the kind of acting work he's doing right now, right? And so a lot of times, and this has also absolutely been true for me, I initially bought into a story that my acting career had to happen a certain way. Under fives, co-stars, guest stars, lots of guest stars, and then series regular, right? I totally bought into that story. So when I'm stuck in the under fives and the co-stars, and I don't have enough money, and I feel like, but the minute I step away, well, everybody thinks, well, you got off the train. You can't have that anymore, right? But that, again, is a story. And one of the things that I think is really important is the ways that we stay connected to what we're really up to, what we're up to, regardless of what we're doing. So one of the gifts that I have given myself for quite some time now is I have regular private weekly acting classes. And what I am absolutely clear on, I don't say this to be like, oh, look at me. I'm absolutely clear on, I'm doing some of the best work I've ever done. Right? Now, that doesn't mean I know exactly what the road is going to be, but I do know that I'm ready and I'm continuing to get more and more ready as I continue on my journey, which isn't going to be the same as anyone else's. And so anyone who's privately, God forbid they publicly, say anything to you about really jobs, we get to practice seeing how, when that affects me in a rough way, it's not about that person. It's about the feelings I still have to work on processing. And so that's the gift that they're giving me is, yep, clearly, Miata, you still got some work in this area in terms of what are the stories you're buying into.
Thank you so much for being vulnerable enough to share an experience that you're actually happening, like is happening right now for you, very fresh. Oh, I mean, it's so scary looking at our numbers, especially when we don't look at them because it's like, well, I don't want to see that I'm not where I want to be. But isn't it interesting that if we only have a rough estimate, if we only have like a vague sense we never are then called to step into what is truly possible for us. But now that you know, oh, I actually need to earn this much money, a little road opens up for you. And it's like, oh, well, would you like to go down the road of earning that much money? The possibility opens up once you see your actual number. That's what's also glorious and scary. Because you could stay at where you're at right now, kind of fudging it along and making it do and making it happen. But there is literally a road open for you to earn that much money. And here's the good news. If you choose to go down that road, I don't know the future. I can't guarantee you're going to earn that much money, but I can goddamn guarantee that you will be stronger if you go down that road. You will build muscles that will serve you in every area of your life that you go down that road. You, by going down that road, you are adding another woman who's willing to become stronger in this area and not settle for less. Just by trying, just by going for it. That's what you're doing, symbolically and literally. Odds are, if you go down that road, you will earn that much money. It's not guaranteed, but odds are, it will, because you will grow. You'll meet new people down that road. Energy shift of you like, okay, that's the road, universe. Come on, let's help me. The energy shift in your life will just start attracting things. And I don't mean like in law of attraction, but yeah, attraction. Just energy works that way, you know? So that is the road of the most adventure. So really, from the big picture point of view, you doing your forecast and coming face to face with your number is you deciding, am I going to be a person who lives the life of adventure, or am I going to be a person who lives the life of the illusion of safety and stability? Because there is no such thing in our modern world that's melting of stability and safety. Stability and safety come in here. We carry it with us. We want it to be outside of ourselves. We want it to be something we can run to or build and then sit in. It doesn't work that way. You know, just ask Nancy Silverston, founder of the La Brea Bakery, who had all of her life savings, her $5 million that she scraped as a chef to put together in her life with Bernie Madoff. And she lost it all, had to go back to work. You know, so illusion, safety, stability, who knows? But what kind of life do you want? The life of the adventure or not? This can be a nice life too, by the way. It can be a fine life. You're living so far, you've got food, you have a shelter, like you're okay. But there's a this much money a month earner life that you can have. And so no time like the present. And as far as what you're feeling, having gone through the whole process of putting that sheet together and facing the number, I don't think there's anything around a mindset shift around that. I think it's just a feeling your feelings moment.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I want you to feel all the feelings. I want you to feel sad that you're not there yet. I want you to feel the anger of like, why was I doing this stuff earlier? Like, why didn't I make different choices? The anger, women don't let themselves feel as fucking angry as you feel. You know, it's just a feeling. Feel the fear. Oh God, don't know how this is going to happen. Can't even imagine it. Just because you can't imagine it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means you can't imagine it. You just haven't done it yet. Feel all the feelings. Then, if you've had a good cry or scream, then start with stoking the other set of feelings. If I've done hard things and I can, this is just another one of them. And I want, who's the woman I want to be here? I want to be a strong woman. I want to be a smart woman. I want to be a woman who walks her talk. I want to be a woman who goes and does all my artistic stuff without it having to earn money. and then it will earn money because you don't need it to earn money. I want to show myself how much money I can earn. And then I want you to get past the earning part, because we don't want to equate money only comes if I earn it. No, you want to be able to receive even better than you can earn. But so many people have this, and I'm not talking airy-fairy, like, you've got to learn to receive the manifest. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking true blocks. It's like people want to pay you and you literally tell them no, like that kind of blocks.
Hey, it's Miata. The way you think about your money has a direct influence on how money flows into and out of your life. Join our financial empowerment program and you will immediately be able to listen to and participate in these sessions. Click the link to join us today. Let's start shifting your mindset and changing your results.